taking it to the extreme in Philadelphia. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, April 27th, 2022. This update is brought to you by The Wrestling Mayhem Show. Check out the new episode right now, wherever you get your podcasts.
AEW.
Tonight's Dynamite is live from Philadelphia. Sammy Guevara will defend the TNT Championship against Scorpio Sky in a ladder match. Also, Hikaru Shida and Serena Deeb meet in a Philly street fight. FTR's Dax Harwood and Cash Wheeler go head-to-head in an Owen Hart Foundation tournament qualifying match, plus Wardlow versus Lance Archer, and the Undisputed Elite, Adam Cole, Red Dragon, and the Young Bucks versus the Varsity Blondes, Dante Martin, Lee Johnson, and Brock Anderson. On last night's Dark, the Hardys, Top Flight, and Frankie Kazarian beat Private Party and Helico, The Blade, and Max Caster. Penta Oscuro beat QT Marshall. Lee Moriarty beat Serpentico. And Anna Jay and Sky Blue got a win over The Bunny and Rachel Rose. The Viking Raiders returned to NXT last night and got a win over Idris Enofe and Malik Blade. The Raiders will be back to face the Creed Brothers on next week's Spring Break-In special. Nikita Lyons beat Lash Legend last night. Natalya attacked Lyons after the match. Cora Jade ran out to even the odds. It'll be Jade and Lyons versus Natalya and Legend next week.
WWE.
Nathan Frazer's 2.0 debut was interrupted by Grayson Waller, and now those two are also set to meet at Spring Break-In next week. Also last night, NXT Women's Champion Mandy Rose got a non-title win over Roxanne Perez. Solo Sikoa beat Trick Williams. Electra Lopez and Legado del Fantasma beat Fallon Henley, Josh Briggs, and Brooks Jensen. Jensen was attacked before the match and never got into the action. Briggs took the pin. Von Wagner beat Tony D'Angelo after Santos Escobar attacked D'Angelo. Wagner was a late substitute for Zion Quinn, who was not medically cleared. D'Angelo later revealed two NXT rookies as his new henchmen, Troy Two Dimes Donovan and Channing Stax Lorenzo, who was briefly known as Channing Loren. Name changes are everywhere in WWE these days. Casey Catanzaro is now known as Katana Chance. She and Kayden Carter beat Yulisa Leon and Valentina Feroz last night. Kaylee Ray is now using the ring name Alba Fire. The NXT Women's Breakout Tournament will begin in 2 weeks. Three entrants were revealed last night. Sloane Jacobs, Kiana James, and Ariana Grace, the daughter of Santino Marella.
Impact Wrestling.
A rematch of the Rebellion main event is now set for Thursday night's Impact Wrestling. The new Impact World Champion Josh Alexander will defend against the former champ Moose. In Japan, GHC Heavyweight Champion Kazuyuki Fujita has been pulled from Pro Wrestling Noah's show on Saturday after he tested positive for COVID-19. Fujita was scheduled to defend his title against Go Shiozaki. Finally, some sad news. Mexico's CMLL promotion announced the sudden passing of Toro Bill Jr. According to Lucha Blog, he suffered a heart attack shortly after a match Monday night at Arena Puebla. Toro Bill's age is not definitively known, but he is believed to have been 35 years old. That's Just Pro Wrestling News for Wednesday, April 27th. Please rate, review, subscribe, and hit the notification bell so you don't miss our next update. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.
This show is a member of the Sorgatron Media Podcast Network. Find out more at sorgatronmedia.com.